Welcome to the Marketing That Generates podcast, hosted by yours truly, Lauren Powell. For over a decade, I've partnered with business owners around the globe to create and implement their digital marketing strategy. Working together with their teams, we generate more leads, more customers, and more revenue. I'm here to make your business growth simpler by making online marketing simpler. Every week, I'll be interviewing other business owners about the strategies that are keeping their marketing relevant in the long term, so they're not hammered by monthly algorithm adjustments. So are you ready to generate more leads, better leads, and more sales-ready leads online while making the most of your oh-so-valuable time? Then this is the podcast for you. Are you tired of being promised the magic pill that's going to solve all your online marketing challenges? Well, this podcast does not promise quick overnight fixes, nor a one-size-fits-all marketing formula. Instead, it will empower you to think differently and more strategically about your marketing so that you get better results. So whether you're a business owner, solopreneur, or an aspiring entrepreneur, listen in and subscribe for zero fluff and actionable takeaways. And for bonus resources, go to marketingthatgenerates.com. In our current podcast series, I interview the owners of four very different home organizing businesses, and we dive deep into their marketing. Today's episode is the third of that series, and I interview Grace New of Feng Shui Serenity, based in Sydney, Australia. Grace has an amazing feng shui business, which has exploded after 2020 and people being forced to spend more time in their homes. In this episode, Grace shares the behind the scenes of her marketing and how she makes sure that all of her efforts stay in alignment with her energetic strengths. I think you're really going to like this episode. And to get all of the links mentioned, including Grace's website and her social media links where you can see all of her marketing and follow her example, visit the show notes at marketingthatgenerates.com. Today on the podcast, I have Grace New, who is one of nine accredited feng shui consultants in Australia by the Association of Feng Shui Consultants International. She is a gifted intuitive mentor, teacher, speaker, and business coach who created the heart-centered business Feng Shui Serenity after following her own intuition away from a successful 15-year career in media to explore her life purpose. Grace is passionate about practicing authentic feng shui and only seeks learnings from renowned feng shui masters who respect its ancient heritage. Grace regularly holds workshops in Sydney, Australia, and she is a seeker for truth and believes that to change the world, you must change yourself. Grace, I am so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for inviting me. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. And you know, you've built this incredible business all the way over in Sydney, Australia. And I just wanted to share with our listeners a little more about your approach to feng shui.
I think in the nutshell, or in the simplest way to describe Feng Shui Serenity's purpose, is to help people empower themselves to create their own destiny, you know. And in a way, I always say to build their own heaven on earth. So this might sound quite broad, but I do this on a quite grounded level through the feng shui alignment, through the Chinese astrology, so that people will be able to connect with the heaven and earth energy and ultimately connect with themselves.
What a beautiful mission, especially that piece about creating your own heaven on earth. I just feel like it's so powerful and gives you this sense of serenity, not to use the word in your business, but sense of serenity around your own environment.
Yeah, it's so important because from the energy perspective, each individual, we are the energetic being. And then when your home needs to be vibrating at a similar frequency that supports you, and this is where my job is to help people to see not only from the physical perspective, but also see the non-physical part or the unseen energy within the home and make sure that your home is actually supporting you, is nurturing you, is actually helping you to do what you're supposed to do in this world.
So I have to ask a question. Do you feel like that people over the last year, and I know it's been different in Australia than it's been in the States, but over the last year that people have realized how important this is, even more so than before, because they're spending more time at home.
Very much so. I think 2020 is such an instrumental year. I understand it's quite difficult in every part of the world. You know, a lot of people going through difficulties, but there's also a lot of people is having the epiphanies. From energy perspective, this is actually quite interesting. And a lot of my clients and people I work with, and we all agree this is really a catalyst really to helping us to raise our energy level, to see what is not in harmony or what is misaligned between you and the environment. And hence 2020 has been such an interesting year for me that my business has just exploded, where people are spending more time within their home and they start to realize how intricate that connection between them and their home. And when the space is actually supporting you, or when the unseen energy, you start to aware of the quality of the energy, how you can actually optimize your home and make it work for you rather than, you know, draining or leaking your energy. But I guess from a very collective level, the energy itself, from feng shui perspective, we are in what we call the age eight. And this represents the 20 years, basically. So this is a little bit technical, but from 2004 to 2024, we are in this age eight. And the energy of the age eight is really asking us or challenging us the traditional sense of moving forward and progress and achievement. So this is where, when COVID comes, we all slow down so that we can actually self-reflect. We can actually, you know, realize the importance of the stillness, because this is the end of the age to helping us to move forward. It calls for that inner poise and inner perspective, which is so interesting. A lot of people starting to look at themselves and realize, oh, wow, yeah, as much as this is a difficult situation, but there are so much learnings coming out as well. So it's a blessing in disguise, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And it's interesting to see everyone go through it at the same time. Where I think sometimes we each go through our own path and we each have our own learning lessons, but everyone's in a very similar situation right now across the globe, and everyone's had to slow down.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you mentioned your business has exploded over the last year. I'd love to talk a little bit about that, and specifically, are there specific services that you offer that people have really gravitated towards over the last year?
The last year marks the very interesting time for my business, where the focus changed significantly from my offering of destiny profiling to feng shui, which obviously I talked about most people now staying at home and realize the importance of their home space. And in Australia as well, it has been also quite interesting time within the real estate, and people are selling and buying. And like, you know, especially post-COVID, there is no kind of economic downturn. A lot, the real estate market has been booming. So that certainly drives the demands. But I also see a lot of the business or my client also comes from following me through different channels for a long time. And they know well, they know my business well. And 2020, as I said, is a catalyst for a lot of people to take action, to really starting, because a lot of, I guess it's kind of the evolving, a lot of journey people has been undergoing for the last 5 years. And the reason I'm saying 2020 is such an interesting time is we come to a point, or it comes to a point for a lot of people that they either have no choice but to take action, or they feel time is right for them to create some changes. So that also drive a lot of existing followers or my potential clients, if you say, who have kind of communicated with me in the past or doing some destiny chart with me before and being converted to do the feng shui, to take on a bigger step.
Well, that's, I think, a beautiful thing for both your business, but also for your clients to be ready to take that next step and make bigger changes and bigger transformations in their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so interesting to see that. And like you said, it's a very transformative times, and it's quite exciting as well.
Yeah, very much so. So for anyone who's listening that may not know what destiny profiling is, can you share a little more about that?
Yeah, sure, of course. So destiny profiling is essentially using the Chinese astrology, using the five element theory to look at your, what I call the cosmic blueprint. It is based on your date of birth, including your time of birth. So I will be able to see the moment you were born, when the heaven and earth energy comes together. And this is how your destiny chart was or is constructed. So, and I call this basically is your cosmic blueprint. And your destiny chart contains so much information where when you start to gain awareness of what this charts or what is your cosmic blueprint or your DNA is telling you, and this is part of my service to help people to connect with the heaven energy, because we can't change our birth, because we can't change our birthday, right? We can't change what kind of family we were born into, what region we were born into, or race or sex, or, you know, etc. So these are what we have been dealt with, and you need to understand what you've been given. And this is part of the heaven energy. I help people to engage, to raise their awareness, and ultimately to navigate how you can manage the twists and turns within your life path, because nobody's life is always the same, and energy is ever changing and never static. And within your destiny chart, you'll be able to clearly see what is your strength, what kind of element you're born into. And when I actually do the destiny chart, I try to go back to nature, because essentially your chart is being constructed by the five different elements, and all five elements come from nature.
So Grace, let's say someone is listening to this podcast right now and they're wondering, am I ready for Grace and her help? When would you suggest someone seek out your services? What might they be going through in their life or at work where they would benefit from a destiny profiling session or getting some of your help with feng shui?
I think first and foremost that when I would say the person would wanting to or have the desire and intention to change or create certain changes in their life, and probably it is a good question to ask themselves, am I ready? Am I ready to take on, to know the truth? Am I ready to receive some insights? And usually people coming to me, they either feel quite stuck or they might feel a little bit confused. For example, people might feel confused of their career choices and directions, or the relationship issues, or they have been suffering certain health issues. The destiny profiling session is really, really fantastic to help people to gain some insight about themselves. Because I feel, as I mentioned at the start of the session, it's about us to connect with the heaven and earth energy. But through that, the most and the ultimate goal is to connect with yourself. And I feel know thyself is so much, I mean, it's just so important for a person's evolution journey. So I think if anyone feel confused or feel stuck or going through some difficult situation, the destiny chart will definitely shed light to guide you, because it will show you what we call the 10-year luck pillar as well. So it literally shows you the, it's like a map. It's like a little GPS to guide you what kind of energy you're currently going through. So it helps you to refocus.
Wonderful. And so it sounds like if I'm looking for guidance for myself, the destiny profiling chart is a great way to go. When might I know that I'm ready to get your help with feng shui in my home environment?
I think destiny profiling and feng shui are connected, but also acquired separate services. If you do not feel comfortable within your home, or you, feng shui alignment service is very much focused on your home, right? Focused on you and your environment. So if people lived in their existing home and feel a bit unease, or if they, let's say, newly move into a home and suddenly there are certain things continue to happen. And many of us will think, oh, you know, this might be by chance. Sure, that might be possible. If that has happened a few times, or if you have an existing health condition that has been under control, but when you move into this home, not long after, and that has flared up and continue to progress, and then that might indicate there are some issues or some misalignment within that home. So with feng shui alignment, I have a lot of people who have lived in a certain home, but they feel suddenly they need to take changes because there is a lot of things they've been putting up with for years. And so that's one type of client. And there is also another important kind of group of people that they either before they move into the new home, or they just purchased a home, they want to align the energy. And that's another group of people. They suddenly have this focus wanting to make sure that home energy is actually uplifted and support them.
Beautiful. That is so helpful, I think, for anyone who is listening, and just a really great explanation of what you do, who it's for, and when someone is right for your services.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Grace, you have a really interesting story about what inspired you to start your own business. I'd love for you to share with our listeners a little bit more about that journey for you.
I guess everyone's journey of starting their own business is different, right? And my was quite interesting because I often being asked, oh, what inspired you to start your own business? And it really made me think, and I felt it was interesting. I was at the space where I was so uninspired to the point that I call it was consistent discontentment. So it was the uninspired moments or that time made me understand what I truly don't want. Because and sometimes, you know, you don't start at the point that you're so inspired. And I was at that point where I know I have been working in media industry for 16 years. It was a very glamorous and career on the surface. And but yet at that time, before I just quit my job, I was really could not handle another function, or, you know, having small talks and at a party, etc. So it just didn't fulfill me, and I could not see me retire on that job. And that really inspired me to look for alternatives, you know, to look for my strength, to starting to understand what I truly want. So for many of people who feel stuck at their current job. And I would say to you, sometimes it might not be something inspire you. It can be you're at your lowest point where that can really push you to really look for what you truly want. You know, that can be a starting point. And that was for me. So, yeah, so I think that was.
Yeah. So I think that's a really, oh gosh, I think we've all been at that point at one moment or another in our lives where you're really not enjoying whatever it is you're pursuing, and you're pushed to look for something else, whether you're starting your own business or just moving in a different direction. And I can feel that grating moment where you're like, I can't go to another superficial party that looks glamorous but really isn't fulfilling me. I mean, that's a really, you know, pivotal moment.
And another thing I was going to say, Lauren, is it was interesting that at the time I was also going through this 10-year luck pillar change in my chart. So I have always been, you know, being the background, being Chinese, I've always interested in feng shui. I've already taken up study, learning in feng shui. And I've already read or gained some insight from my own charts. And it was now looking back, it was quite interesting that my 10-year luck pillar was changing. So the energy was also shifting. And my perspective was very different. What I want, what I feel fulfilled was very different from when I first started my media career. I mean, I loved that career. It gave me a lot of skill sets in terms of marketing, in terms of how to, you know, identify your target audience and all that skill sets I learned from that industry. However, I also now looking back to see it is also partly because of the energy shift, it changed my focus as well. And I know that at the time, I didn't know what I need to do, or I didn't exactly know if I to start any business, what would it be? Because at the time when I quit my job, I was still half-hearted of starting whether this business. It was quite an interesting time. Anyway, my point was, it was because of there is unseen energy happening within my life journey or within my cosmic blueprint. My entire focus start to shift. I'm about to take on or embark on a new journey. I just didn't know. I was going to say to your listeners, and that is the moment that you didn't know what to do, but you know what you don't want to do. Then that is a very, very, for me, that was a breakthrough point. I know I need to quit my job in order for the new part to unfold. Because if I hold on to that, I'm stopping what is actually I'm supposed to be doing. So that really pushed me really completely quit my job and have the courage to take the leap, basically, and leap into somewhere completely unknown. But now I know, and that unknown, you do need courage. But as soon as you start to jump off the cliff, the net will start to appear, you know. And for me, my net start to actually appear sooner than I expected. And everything is just to fall into place, even with my resistance at a time. I remember there was some kind of saying that, you know, you always have this biggest, strongest resistance to your soul's purpose or the things that you deeply, deeply desire. And that was at the time what I was doing. I was still dancing around of doing this, doing that, but not feng shui, until the people close to me pointed out and say, Grace, you've studied this. You've loved doing this. You have actually already done it for me. Why don't you do this? You're good at it. And it took others sometimes to tell us what we're truly good at. And this is where I think with a lot of us going through this transitional period and also the transformational period, It might take someone else to lift the veil, to have that kind of breakthrough moment for you. And suddenly I was thinking, oh my God, what have I been doing? So get on with it, Grace.
Isn't that funny how sometimes we're so close to, you know, we're so close to the bottle, we need someone else to read the label for us, or however that saying goes. And I think what other people did for you back then, in many ways, you are now doing for all of your clients. And it's really beautiful.
And this is where I feel so very honored to be in the space, or to be in the spot, to be able to help people to kind of going through that period, or create that breakthrough moment, because I now realize that's what I'm good at. And I guess in a way, I have to go through it myself in order to understand what my clients want. So in a way, it's not only I burst my business also burst my, in a way, a self-discovery journey, which is really, for me, this business inspires me every day and teaches me every day. And my clients teaches me every day to be open, you know, to from energetic level, to have that open energy to receive different learnings. So it's quite empowering, I think.
Absolutely. And I also like that you mention that you wouldn't be here without having gone through that previous career, and it gave you skill sets that have allowed you to succeed now. Are there specific skill sets from your media career that you think really allowed you to hit the ground running with this new business once you accepted, yes, this is the direction I'm going to go?
Absolutely. I do. I believe everything happens for a reason. And a lot of people in the jobs, they might not fully feeling satisfied or fulfilled. But I say, if you can't change, do it with an open heart, because it does give you certain, you know, the skill set. And for me, my media career gives me the very clear thinking at the start. And I know, okay, this is a business I'm going to run. I can't just go out and do it immediately. I need to sit down and understand, first of all, what is my mission? What is my brand purpose, or what is my brand is going to look like? So for me, the first thing I sit down and do is I create a brand book for my business before I do everything, because I know from my marketing and media experience, and I was a media strategist, so I need to have the brand book to be the cornerstone of my business. So as I mentioned, I create my brand mission, and I know who are my target audience, or for that time being, who will be the first for most people I'm going to specifically focus on, because your target audience is always going to evolve as your business evolve. So at the start, I create my target audience with the information I know, right? And then I also did what I call my brand essence. And this is the part I was quite proud of, because I used my existing marketing and the media skills combined with my Chinese astrology understanding of who I am to create my brand essence. Because not only from the physical, like a logo, the color, and things like that, I also drilled down quite deeper in terms of what is this business energetic essence. And this is when I look at a person's chart, I look at what is your energetic essence as an human being, as an energetic being, you know, because your chart will tell me. So I studied my chart. And I know, and it was quite interesting. Now, even I'm looking back to the brand book I created at the start of my journey, they still very, very much relevant So I did spend my quite a solid time to work on that.
Yeah, sometimes when someone doesn't have your background, they skip some of those crucial phases, and then they have to go back and do them later on when they're not getting as much traction as they'd like. And so I think it's just such a gift that you were able to have that knowledge right off the bat to propel you even faster in your growth journey.
Yeah, it absolutely helped me. And this is where I also help a lot of smaller business who kind of start the journey like me to guide them. I call it the alchemy one-on-one for the business coaching. So I help them to create that, not only just the in terms of the very generic, like not generic, like normal, the marketing strategies on normal sense, but I also adding in the energetic part, which I gauge deeper, seeing through their personal chart. So these add a very interesting flavor and be able to benefit if they trying to design their logo, if they trying to decide what kind of channels or the platform they're using, including the tones, the copies they write. You need to speak to the right people with the right language, with the right tone and the stories. And this is where I guess it's so much rewarding when you starting to getting into the deeper psyche to understand your target audience. You need to speak to them. You need to pull their heartstrings, not trying to sell, but trying to connect with them to know what they want, what keeps them awake at night.
I think that's such a great way to merge your past and your present and blend the two into something really unique.
Thank you. Yeah, it's quite interesting that a lot of my services born or being created through the journey as my business evolve, and then through the connection with my existing customers or client, what they truly need. For example, these alchemy one-on-one coaching sessions was really born after I have done so many hundreds and thousands of the destiny profiling sessions and people wanting to actually dive in more. So the coaching session really provides you a more consistent, a longer journey rather than just a 60 minutes, 1 hour session. So we'll have consistency. For example, there are certain things you discovered in the destiny profiling session. Some people might, you know, depends on, I'll give you an example. It's interesting. Just a simple examples like this. For example, a person whose essence, what I call the essence at birth, belongs to the yin earth element. And the yin earth element is very nurturing. If we're talking about the archetype, the yin earth is like the nurturer. It's the mother. Like the Mother Earth, they tend to give a lot, and they are the weak point, not weak point, the things that they need to aware of is really that they need to create boundaries. So you will notice a lot of people who come to me who are in Earth person, they're so very giving. Their whole life is about helping others. So they're so depleted where their business is suffering because of it, because they don't have time for themselves, because they feel guilty of filling their own cup. So this stops the business growth. So when we're starting to dive into her own energetic psyche or deeper insight, what is about her, and she's starting to see what is actually the key thing, is not to hustle more. For this in-earth person is definitely not to hustle more, but pull her energy back. She needs to nurture herself more in order to create the products, the service right on point, not only fulfills her own creative expressions, but be able to best serve others. So this is how we're starting to use the chart in a very, very different way, and then in turn to benefit their business.
That's such a great customer journey, you know, and I imagine you can't get there without the chart first.
Absolutely. The chart is the starting point for everything, for the coaching sessions, for the feng shui, because I look at your home, not only just on the standalone point, I look at who lives in it, because the house can be good for one person. And, you know, their chart might resonate with the energy differently, you know, that there is a certain affinity between you, your who you are, because you are uniquely you. You're born on a certain day and time, and it's different from the next person.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Grace, looking a little bit at your marketing, and I know it probably looks different now than it has in the past, how are new clients finding you now? Is it mainly word of mouth? Is there other channels that are working really well for you right now?
Word of mouth is definitely, as you probably would know, is the highest convert or has the best conversion because it's so personal. But of course, not everyone can start their business with word of mouth. It's on a smaller scale. So if you are starting your business, look for the higher reach channel, such as like your website is always a good starting point, because this is where you can generate the new business, reach new people. And I would recommend, you know, using your blogs, using very valuable information in whatever the expertise. Like for me, it started with the website. I started with the monthly energetic predictions for people. And I put a lot of time and energy in there. I do not believe that ideally you have a freebie, and I do not believe freebie needs to be low value. I think freebie should be high value, and because it really shows who you are, what your business is about. I spend a lot of time to write to my communities each month. I give them a prediction of what is upcoming. In fact, I've been supporting them before even COVID hits. And, you know, I have give them a little, not specific events, but I give them the guidance in terms of what is upcoming. There is unknown territory coming when I was writing in the prediction in 2019, you know, to get everyone ready. And even during last year that I sort of, you know, each month is to help them, to give them tools and techniques how they navigate those difficult times. So these are the things that it's free. It's completely whoever subscribes to my newsletter, they get it. And I put a lot of time, as much time as I do in the paid, I guess, projects, because I really value that community. And because trust me, and the when you put in effort and time, and they also value you, your knowledge and intelligence and wisdom. So it's a two-way. So I would say start with the something free that you will be providing value for other people. And then I guess Facebook and Instagram are always is quite powerful from the social media perspective. What else? And I think that the newsletter is a great platform to kind of keep a consistent or be the consistent touch point with who you wanting to have that deeper connection.
So Grace, I love what you just shared about your marketing, and I want to just highlight a few pieces. And the first, I think, is that don't be afraid to share content and really amazing content for free, because your audience will respect you for it and they will be attracted to your services as a result. Is that right, what I heard you say?
Correct. One thing, though, I do want to stress is because of I know what my business focus is. So every piece of the blogs or content I share is coming back to my brand book. It's supporting my mission, supporting what I'm trying to convey in terms of my business or my brand essence. So you need to have that very clear before you share content. It's not just to simply share content. Do you know what I mean? So it has to be focused.
No, I agree, because no one's here, I think, in the listening in the business of just creating content just for the sake of creating content. At the end of the day, it's about serving your audience so that you can generate revenue. And so I agree that if you don't have your target audience figured out, or if you haven't done all that important brand work that you did, it becomes a lot harder to create the right content that's going to help the business grow.
Yeah.
Then the second piece I want to highlight is your newsletter. I think sometimes email gets forgotten when we have so many amazing social media channels. And I just want to ask you why you chose to add a newsletter and what you think it's done for your business that is harder to accomplish on social media.
This is where I think also come back to when I talked about the brand book, or 100% know your brand essence. It also comes back to my business mission is really about know thyself. It's about connection with yourself. So that's the prerequisite. You need to understand who you are, because all these touch points, the website, the blogs, the content you create, the Facebook, the Instagram, and the newsletter, all these different touch points, yes, it generates the business. Yes, it connects with your audience. But ultimately, to me, this is also a beautiful, beautiful creative expression of myself. I do it not because of I want your business. I do it because I simply wanting to also have my own creative expression, because that's who I am. I do the monthly prediction for my community because I love it. And I feel fulfilled. I do not feel that is a burden. You also have to maintain your own integrity. At the same time, you trying to connect or attract business. So this is another thing that I have learned, very, very important throughout my business journey, is I do not and I never seek my client. I simply be who I am, and I attract. And this from the energetic level that I can explain is I am contained. I contain my energy to be truly who I am. That remains authentic. My business messages remains authentic. So whoever actually resonate with who I am, they would appreciate my business. They will value my business, and they usually be ready.
Yes.
I never have to chase any clients for payment, because they can't wait to pay me in order to book in a date, right? I never waste my time to do my accounting is because of people is busy. Like, you know, the reason I'm saying they pay me because they're willing, they wanting. If the person is trying to ask for discount, and that is part of the reason I qualify my leads or my reach, is I only want to have this equal exchange of energy to the people who want or seek out my service, who value my services, right? So this is from the energetic level. I have already filtered out and making sure that my audience is, or my target is, a quality, I guess, from the marketing perspective, is called the quality leads, right? That you don't really have to waste too much time to convert them. And I don't even convert them. I don't convince them. I don't have to sell them. When they come to me, they say, how do I pay? What is your availability? That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because of I have built that relationship that, first of all, I'm the message or everything I say in all the different communication channel is being who I am. I'm not really trying to selling them anything, but I'm trying to share my knowledge. I'm trying to share, if you read my Instagram, I'm mainly trying to share my little daily kind of reminiscence or wisdom of life, of how energy works, or, you know, what I learned. And that's all.
Yeah. And you have a beautiful Instagram. For anyone who's listening, I'm going to link to it in the show notes so you can see what Grace is talking about. It's done very, very well. And that absolutely comes across in everything you do.
So it's quite interesting that I know your podcast is focusing on marketing. And this is where I really want to share with the business owners that a lot of people spend so much time on trying to sell. Or sure, you need to kind of understand what is your sales funnel. You need to understand your customers' behavior, how they purchase, what is their mindset, what they're looking for, whether your product or services is created on point. However, the most of time for me, majority of the time for me in my business, I focus on myself. I focus on, once I know what my clients is looking for, I focus on myself to stay contained and stay on myself discovery journey, because I believe that your business is the extension of who you are. So most of my time, I do the spiritual practice to maintain that I am calm, joyful, and uplifted. My energy frequency is up. So I can best serve my client. So that is my focus. So I make sure I do not feel depleted. And for some of you out there, if you don't know what things depletes you or what kind of the things nurtures you, it's probably pointing to that you need to know yourself more. So again, it points back to know thyself and connection with self, because it's quite interesting that I talked about the overall overarching energy currently is really to bring ourselves inward. And that's the key.
Yeah. And I think there's something so poignant about what you shared, especially in today's day and age, where it's easy to look to others, easy to look to another expert, another business owner, another competitor, and say, oh, I should be doing all of that. And really, there's lots of different ways to market and grow your business. And what Grace, you're sharing is look to yourself first and figure out the best way to do it that is in alignment with you and your energy.
It's so very true, Lauren. I think you touched on one of the biggest point in terms of how you deal with the competitors within the industry. And the word competitor is already creating this conflicting energy. It's like the rivals. But for me, I learned this, I went through this journey, because of course, in order to work out your specific target audience, you need to gain that market intelligence to look at what's others doing within your industry. So that is a necessary step. I don't deny that. So you need to do that research work and do the groundwork to understand that. But for me, I now know once you've done that work, you can actually switch them off. Maybe occasionally check once a month what's happening in the latest in the marketing or in your industry, what is happening. So you're on top of everything, but you do not look at your competitor or your counterpart every day, every second hour to check their Instagram, what they're doing, what they're saying. Should I be doing this? Because for me, energetically, that is leaking your energy, because your energy is outwardly looking at what others doing. You're not focused in what is you good at, what is your strength is. You are not focused on how you express yourself uniquely. And that is the key. And this is where the destiny chart will help you to understand how you can creatively and uniquely express yourself, because your birthday is not the same as the other person in your industry. See, you're very, very unique. So the moment you actually question yourself, oh, am I good enough? Oh, she is doing this. I can never do that. Therefore, my business cannot be successful as hers. That is the starting point, is you already kind of lowered your energetic frequency by thinking of that, because you're born to be different from her, from the next person, you know, in your industry. So that's very important, to contain your own energy and stay authentic. So you're not just one of all those white noise out there.
Yeah, I'm speechless. That is just such amazing advice. And I really hope, if you're listening, that you really take to heart what Grace is saying. I think it's one of the most important business lessons perhaps to learn in a very noisy world right now. So Grace, thank you so much for sharing everything you have. And if our listeners want to go to learn a little more about you and what you do and follow your own journey online, where should they look for you?
I think in your show note, you will share my website, which is fengshuiserenity.com.au. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and the under Feng Shui Serenity.
Wonderful.
I would be very honored, yeah, to connect with anyone who wants to reach out and connect.
Wonderful. So at marketingthatgenerates.com, you are going to find all of these links to Grace's website, to her Instagram, to her Facebook. And please send her a personal message if you have any questions about what she does or how she can help you. Thank you, Grace, so much.
Wonderful.
Heck yeah. You just finished another episode of the Marketing That Generates podcast. I hope you found a few takeaways that you can put into action right away. If you want more on today's episode, head over to marketingthatgenerates.com for show notes, links, bonus resources, and related episodes. Plus, if you're looking to connect with other amazing business owners just like you, be sure to join my free community. You can get access at marketingthatgenerates.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you back here next week.